Hello YouTube.
In this video, I'm going to recount to you a time in my life that I would rather forget. A time where, during my youth, I was devoured by feelings of resentment towards society and towards women, to the point that I became what we nowadays call an incel. The reason why I decided to share is because, while this is of course quite humiliating and I would rather you guys not know about it, I think it's important to be transparent and vulnerable because I know for a fact that a lot of you guys who are following me, who are young men, have experienced this or are currently experiencing what I went through. And I've noticed that there is no voice on social media that is willing to listen to incels. It's always attacks. And to me, that's just not right because if we want to help incels do better and break through this curse, we have to be able to extend empathy. So that's exactly what I'm going to do today in this beautiful natural background. This video is going to be a bit special. I will not be one of these black pill channels who tell you that you are right to feel the way you are and that you should just stay the same and it's society that should change. That to me is bullshit. It just reinforces your bad behavior. I'm also not going to be one of these so-called woke feminists that are going to blame you for being what you have become, because in truth, I feel a lot of pity for you and I don't buy into this notion that incels are somehow dangerous or a threat to women. To me, that is nonsensical. It's an inversion. They're actually the victims in this. They are not the perpetrators. And people who wish that incels would just disappear are completely useless because they don't seem to realize that the incel issue and inceldom in general is a symptom of a problem caused by the system. If we are to actually solve the incel problem, we have to fix the system. So today, I'm going to share how a young man could potentially end up with the thoughts I described of resentment towards society and women by telling you my story and how I ended up in this situation and what helped me break free of these issues and this toxic mindset. But to make you understand that, of course, it's going to take some backstory. So we're going to go way back in the past and I'm going to tell you a few anecdotes about who I used to be as a young man, starting with the beginning, my childhood. So when I was a kid, I was very cute. I'm going to post some pictures that you can see for yourself. And because of that, I was doted upon by pretty much everyone in my life. The adults adored me, my teachers adored me, kids loved me as well. I was extremely popular back then. And because of that, I was able to get away with a lot because I could lie as much as I wanted, I could cheat, I could steal because I had a cute face and I was above average intelligence. It was just forgiven immediately. So in a sense, I was living a life of privilege. And that was excellent. Honestly, I had a very good time until puberty finally hit. And puberty hit me like a truck because while the people in my class were all growing taller and looking more handsome, I got none of that. Instead, I got all of the worst sides of puberty. I got acne, I got greasy skin, my hair was always greasy as well, I started to smell. And worst of all, I didn't gain any height. So I was stuck at a very short height where everyone around me was just sprouting, including the girls. This is something that a lot of guys who didn't have a growth spurt go through, where you're 12 and every single girl is like a full head taller than you. That naturally doesn't feel good. It makes you feel worse for yourself. But that wasn't just it. It also compounded with something that happened to me, a medical condition, because during the summer of my 11th birthday, so the summer where I started middle school, I got facial paralysis, or for those of you who want the scientific term, Bell's palsy, where essentially nerves in your face freeze and you look like a monster, you look like a creature, you are very scary looking. And to try and cure me from this condition, I was put on corticoids, a medication that makes you gain a lot of weight very quickly. So during that summer, I got fat. So you have the perfect combo. I was short, fat, greasy, ugly, with acne. The perfect cocktail to start middle school. Naturally, this meant that I was bullied for pretty much 2 years of my life, the worst 2 years of my life, where every single day I got beat up, I got called names. I really thought about not going back to school, honestly, because my life was entirely miserable. And naturally, the bullying was caused by boys. It was other boys that were taking out their anger on me because I was a very easy target. But what truly shocked me back then was not the cruelty of the other kids my age that I was used to. It was the fact that no adult cared. And that was a stark contrast from the past, because when I was a kid and I was very cute, adults cared a lot about me. But suddenly I was no longer attractive, and so I did not matter. And it went really far. It wasn't just that the adults didn't care. Adults also partook in the bullying. Like, grown adults would go out of their way to make me, an 11-year-old kid, feel worse. And the apex of this situation for me is an event that I still remember to this day vividly, where I was getting beat up by a kid who was like 15, twice my size. And the director of the school, of the middle school, was there, and he saw it. And I remember like reaching out to him like, help, like, you're an adult, help. And the guy took me aside. He broke up the fight and he took me aside and he looked at me in the eyes and he told me, okay, look, the reason why you're being bullied is because you're a fag. You behave like a fag, you dress like a fag, you speak like a fag, and so you are being beat up. So essentially the guy was telling me, you deserve what's happening to you. And on top of that, you are being targeted because of who you are, like what the essence of your being justifies the beat up. So if you no longer want to be beat up, then you have to change who you are deep down. And that to me was, of course, horrible to hear, because I mean, I was a sensitive kid. I was an effeminate kid. And sure, okay, I guess I should adapt to society and what it wants, but did it really justify me being targeted on a daily basis and being beat up to that level? Why was an adult okay with this shit? And this is when I realized that no one was going to come to my help, because apparently that's how society worked. Society punish you if you cannot fit in. It will reject you, and then it will punish you for the feelings that you have in your heart of rejection, because these feelings, of course, make you want to be even more withdrawn, because you don't want to partake in society when it hurts you. And it also made me realize that things like intelligence were no longer assets, because I was just as intelligent as I used to be, but now I was no longer cute. So my intelligence was entirely worthless. It now actually became a reason to target me because I was a nerd. And that is what started really my long battle with body image, because I was very ashamed of my body. I was a fat kid, and so I started to hide it as much as possible, which is never a good sign. I actually have a very funny picture of me and my dad. I think it's my 12th or 13th birthday. I look like a future school shooter. And it's very funny to see the comparison with my dad, because my dad was what some would call a Chad. He was a very good-looking guy, very tall, very attractive. And I was the exact opposite. And I remember back then, I felt bad about it, because I thought to myself, okay, I'm his son. How come I didn't take from him? How come I'm so pathetic and he's so great? It really wasn't doing any favor for my mental health. I was always wearing a very long dark coat back then, even when it was very, very warm. And that picture was taken, I think, a few hours after an event with like a few girls my age that, from what I remember, chased me out of an ice cream store because they said that I made the ice cream taste bad. This is how bad I was doing back then. This is how I was treated by people my age and people older. And this is the start of the incel mentality, to be honest with you guys, because back then I didn't care about girls. Like, I really was not interested. I was interested in Pokemon, in video games, but not girls. But it didn't stop me from noticing the way I was treated by them. And the way I was treated by them was like a nuisance, meaning that even just my presence was an insult to these girls. And I had an event actually that happened to me when I was 13 with my best friend that really made me realize this. My best friend was a beautiful, tan, blue, like piercing blue eyes, and he was very popular with girls. And one day I remember there was some chick that was like talking to the two of us, and she said hi to my friend, and me being polite, I said hi, and she turned to me and she said, no, not you. As in, like, I will not even extend a hi or a good morning to you. This is how ugly you are. This is what I mean by saying that I was really treated as a nuisance. And back then it didn't make me resentful, because as I said, I wasn't interested in girls, but it made me realize clearly that appearance was pretty much everything. It's all that mattered, because no one took the time to know who I was inside. They took one look at me, saw someone who was a complete creature of a boy, and said, okay, that person clearly is a bad person, so we are not only justified in ignoring him, we are also justified in bullying him. And back then I was resigned. I thought that this was going to be my life, that I was just going to be by myself pretty much forever. And then a miracle happened, because puberty takes and puberty gives. And all of the bad things that puberty gave me when I was young, it then completely reverted and I was given all of the good things. So I gained height very quickly when I reached 15, I gained muscle very quickly, and I transformed. The acne went away, the greasy skin went away, the smell went away. And suddenly, like within a year, I went from someone who was, again, a nuisance and hated by women and girls, into someone who suddenly was attractive. And some people might say, okay, well, that's great. That's the end of the story. Like, it's a transformation. It's great. But actually, it was pretty fucking horrible for me because it completely fucked with my psyche. You have to, like, understand where I was coming from. I used to be very cute and get treated properly. I then became very ugly and was treated poorly. And then I reverted back to being attractive. And suddenly, I was treated properly again. And this is when I realized, wow, it really is all about appearance, and it made me bitter because I remember during that first year of high school, some girls treated me horribly at the start, and then I had my growth spurt, and at the end of the year, I was taller than them, and suddenly they flirted with me, and I was like, wow, but I'm the same person. I'm the same person inside. The person that you rejected and hated is now 7 inches taller, so you like him now? Like, what type of bullshit is that? And this is the resentment towards society that I was talking about in the introduction. This is where it starts. This is when you realize that this idea that society is fair and based upon principles that should be respected because they promote equality or whatever nonsense, that's bullshit. It's a facsimile, it's an invention. And once you realize that with your own two eyes, you can never go back again. And I feel it's super important that I point this out in particular because whenever the topic of incels comes upon the table, you hear a lot of people claim that the reason why incels are hated and rejected by women and men alike is because of their personality. Apparently, according to these people, it's not appearance at all. If they were just to have a sunny disposition, then they would be popular. And that is total fucking bullshit, first and foremost, because you're not taking into account the fact that when you get bullied and hated on for years and years in your childhood and teenagehood, it's very tough to have a sunny disposition. And on top of that, as someone who was on both sides, I can also tell you that, yeah, if you become attractive and tall, suddenly the way other people treat you improves. So telling incels that they're the way they are because of how they are inside and absolutely not because of the image they project is a complete lie. And I think this is a lie that society and women in particular like to tell themselves because that way we get to completely disregard this portion of the male population that was dealt a shit hand because it allows us to just carry on with our lives without having to realize that no, there is actually a problem and that the incel problem was created by the way they were treated. No one wants to be an incel. It's a defense mechanism and a reaction that happens after years and years of mistreatment. And this mistreatment leaves scars. And this is where that resentment starts to take hold into your heart. And at that point, once that is done to you, no amount of female attention will fix it. This is also, in a sense, the sad truth about inceldom, is that the big dreams of incels of being transformed into a Chad, yeah, it will get you attention, but it will not make you feel better about the fact that you did not receive that attention in the past and you were mistreated in the past. Because this is what happened to me. When I was 16, I was now tall. I was now apparently good looking because I got hit on by girls in my class. But I was so used to being invisible and being a nuisance that it didn't really do anything for me because I couldn't actually summon the confidence to act upon these things. I thought that these girls were just taking pity upon me, and so I kept a low profile and I kept doing exactly the things that I used to do when I wasn't attractive. And that to me is the timeline that most incels go through. Incels are created during childhood and teenagehood because these are your formative years. This is when you create an image of yourself. And once this image is set, it is really, really hard to reinvent it. For the most part, you are going to feel like that person for the rest of your life, even if the image you project is no longer that person. Because in truth, every single incel that has ever existed has attempted at some point or the other to shed their skin in order to replace it with something that society and women would accept. They try to change the way they walk, the way they talk, the way they dress. But it does not matter because the stink of rejection still sticks to their skins and they cannot do away with that because it's the general vibe that they have. They hate themselves and they hate the society that made them hate themselves. And until they manage to undo all of that damage, which is easier said than done, then that general cloud of negativity sticks to them. And as I've said multiple times in the past, this is something that women absolutely hate. Women are allergic to desperation. They are allergic to people who have this stigma of rejection for multiple reasons. And this is why incels as a population are aberrant to women. It's not just the way they look. That's true. It's also the way they conduct themselves, which is going to lead to a very interesting part of this incel discussion, one that is almost never mentioned because people are afraid of being called sexist for it. But since it is key to understanding the entire phenomenon, we have to talk about it. And that is the insane paradox of tolerance that incels represent for women. I'm certain that you have noticed that women, for the most part, are hyper-empathic. They tend to have a lot of commiseration for any group that they see as oppressed or otherwise downtrodden. And we could explain that multiple ways. Some people would say it's biological, it's caused by the maternal instinct inside every woman that pushes them to look out for whoever they perceive as weak or they perceive as in need of protection. You can also point towards cultural norms, cultural components that motivate women to look at their own position in society and then be more receptive to people who are helpless because they themselves experience helplessness as well. But regardless of the source, the one thing that we see is this. It's the fact that women, for the most part, tend to feel sorry for people that suffer. The only exception being incels. Incels seem to escape both paradigms and they earn the ire of pretty much 100% of femaledom because of what I just explained, because of the way they conduct themselves. If you look at what women expect in a man, this is why. And I know that this is not the general explanation that is provided. Oftentimes, women will tell you they hate incels because incels are a threat to them. And that is entirely based on fear, but it's not actually based on facts. It doesn't reflect reality. I went and checked the federal statistics for the USA for the past 10 years. And since 2014, there has been only 18 individuals charged with crimes that were deemed as motivated by an incel mentality. Only 18. The majority of these people received less than 2 years in prison, and that is because the majority of them actually didn't commit any violent crimes. They posted online threats, so they didn't actually hurt anyone with their own two hands. There are people who are incels, self-crowned incels, who have actually went out and killed women. So we have Elliot Rogers, who killed 6. We have Scott Paul Bowley, who killed 2. And we have Armando Hernandez Jr., who injured 3. And it is also true that all of these people, Elliot Rogers being the worst, are looked at by other incels as inspirations. I'm going to explain to you later why this doesn't actually mean that incels are threats. It's just a defense mechanism, a way of lashing out against society. But if we look at incels who actually go out and hurt people, it is extremely small. Now, if we are to compare these crimes with the amount of domestic violence that women encounter at the hands of their husbands or boyfriends, the numbers are drastically different. In 2020 alone, 1,200 women were killed by their boyfriend in the USA, all right? These are not men who are incels. These are men who have access to relationship, who have access to sex, and yet it does not stop them from hurting and from killing the women that they're with. And I find it important to point that out, not to say that these crimes are irrelevant, because it's not the case at all, but just to show that, to me, this idea of fear of incels only really exists because it's easier than admitting that these women hate incels because of their essence, because of who they are and not really what they do. Very often, these individuals are needy because they crave the acceptance of others they never received. They are desperate because every time they have a chance, a slight chance with a woman, they see it as the last they'll ever get because they never got any in the past. And so they tend to be extremely clingy, which is also something that women tend to not like. They lack confidence because they were told for years that they were not worthy of respect or kindness, which is exactly what happened to me. And they also tend to have shabby or non-existing social skills because their social circles tend to be reduced of men who are exactly like them, men who themselves don't have very strong social skills. And so in a sense, they negatively reinforce one another. You'll also notice that these are the type of men who have a tough time handling their emotions. They lash out a lot, especially when rejected, because every rejection is a reminder of their condition as scum, in a sense, as the lower rung on the ladder of the male hierarchy, and that naturally doesn't feel very good. And it is to the point that incels oftentimes engage in self-sabotaging behaviors to, in a sense, turn people away from them so that, in a way, they don't suffer as much as if the rejection was organic and caused by who they are. Incels have suffered so much from being told that their essence itself was rotten and disgusting that they oftentimes become themselves, personality-wise and character-wise, rotten and disgusting so that they can push away people before they get to know who they really are inside. The incel mentality and inceldom is a mask. This is why every single incel shares the traits that I just described. It's because they have a shared experience, not because we have a factory somewhere that creates young men that are all exactly the same. And the problem with all of the traits that I just described is that these are things that women absolutely hate. And so when it comes time to fulfilling their part of the heterosexual relationship to get a girl, to get a date, incels don't have what it takes. They have been negatively reinforced to not have what it takes, to have actually the exact opposite traits that would make women not seek them out and avoid them and hate them entirely. Because most women want a man that is self-sufficient, meaning someone that is not going to rely on them for an opinion of themselves, something that incels are incapable of doing because they are constantly looking for society to tell them that they're okay, and that will, of course, never happen. They want someone who will give them attention and not someone who will beg for attention, and incels can't do that because they have never gotten love or attention. They want someone who has options, meaning the potential to get other women, and is regarded by others as attractive, friendly, charismatic, competent, because this means that you have a lot of value and women like that. Incels have the opposite of that. Everyone hates incels, so they have negative social proof. And they also don't want someone who is so desperate that they will get moody or mad if they don't get their way. These are childish, non-stoic traits that turn off women a lot, and incels are extremely guilty of doing that. If you listen to the traits I just listed, it makes you understand why there aren't as many female incels. It's not because females don't go through shit during their teenagehood or because they cannot be ostracized. Of course they can. But the traits that are expected in a man and a woman to be able to find love and relationships are completely different. And the things that I just listed are not required for women. So the recipe to make an incel works for the majority of the time on men, but not on young girls. So to sum it up, incels are essentially the lower class males that cannot compete on the modern dating market and are left to fester by themselves, either alone or in echo chambers online where they're just surrounded with other incels. And interestingly enough, that is also not tolerated. That is still not good enough. It's still not good enough that incels are rejected by society and told that they suck. Even when they try to congregate to feel sorry for themselves in a group, we tell them, no, you don't get to do that. You don't even get to voice your frustration because that is seen as unacceptable. They are essentially told to shut up and live lives of quiet desperation without bothering the rest of us with their pain. Cite me any other group in society that we treat in that fashion, that we mistreat, that we ostracize, and then we tell them, oh, on top of that, if you dare lash out non-violently, as I just described, by complaining online in forums, we'll also take that away. You also don't get that. What is the explanation for that? Well, my explanation, as I said previously, is because we spent a lot of time and effort painting incels as monsters. And because they are monsters, it is now acceptable to treat them poorly because hurting a monster and shutting down a monster is seen as a good thing. And we see that with what the term incel has become, because now it no longer defines and describes someone who is an involuntary celibate. Now you are an incel if you go against anything that society deems as good. So in truth, the term incel is now synonymous with evil man. And I've seen that because I've seen people who are married, who have kids, who are well integrated, who are called incels because they might have a belief or they might hold notions that the greater society at large deems abhorrent and monstrous. And so by connection, it makes them monsters. So it makes them incels. So it makes it okay to shut them down and hunt them down. And this is why this incel topic might be relevant even if you're not an incel, because it really speaks to the length that a society will go through to authorize and ostracize dues that either are an inconvenience or that point out issues within the system because they themselves are symptoms of that system not doing so well. In truth, it's much easier for society to believe that incels are the way they are because they somehow chose to be that way, instead of accepting that they are the way they are because we have made them in that image. They're not the disease here, they're the sick. And if we are to call them evil, we have to accept that the system that made them evil, by definition, must be evil itself. Now, I understand that this sounds a lot like an apology of incels, and that's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm not telling you that incels are right in clinging to the resentment that society created in their heart. Only that I understand why they do so, because I've went down that path as well. And people who haven't, I don't think, are equipped to understand what it feels like. So they just see the incels lashing out and they say, oh, what a hateful bunch, but they don't see the hate that precedes that lashing out. Not that it justifies it, but it explains it, and it's key to understand that. Because as someone who is now out of that phase, it's very easy for me to turn back and then tell other people, other incels, oh yeah, just do what I did, but I understand that it's simply not that easy. And for anyone who attempts to do that, understand that what you're doing is you're applying a pull yourself by the bootstraps mentality to a downtrodden group. The reason why you feel like this about incels is because you are directly following the diktats of a patriarchal society. Because patriarchal societies only value men if they are strong and independent. And since incels are neither of these things, they are hated and shunned by everyone within this system, including the women that go out of their way to say that the patriarchy is bad. So you'll have a bunch of women who are going to start body positivity movements to create spaces for all body types to exist, while at the same time turning around and shitting on incels for experiencing the flip side of what the patriarchy does to women. And I understand why. Of course, we are all very cognizant of our own oppression, but never the neighbors. But for people who claim to be very empathic, I think that there is a huge blind spot here. And oftentimes it's justified by women by saying, oh, well, incels hate us. Yeah, of course, they hate you. It's because they perceive you as responsible for their misery. But understand one thing, this sexism is not the typical patriarchal sexism of domination. It's an expression of inferiority. Incels see women as the key to improve their condition, but they also understand that they will never get women because they just don't have what it takes, as I described. And unfortunately, in our society, your worth as a man is directly correlated with your ability to attract and secure love from a woman. And so, under a patriarchy, women still have a key role to play to enforce the standards that men have to abide by. And of course, if you're a woman and you're hearing this, you're going to perceive this as very unfair, because in a way, it sounds like I'm saying that you are responsible for incels' misery. And I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that that's the way incels perceive it. They don't perceive it as the system creating these roles and putting women in these dangerous and precarious positions. They just perceive the way they feel. And since you're in the front line, they see you as the reason why they feel that way, even if it's technically not true. But it's important that we're able to have these tough discussions without pointing the finger and blaming anyone, because there are certain realities that are not easy to hear. For example, sexual misery. When you say sexual misery, a lot of women get upset because it's always a term used to describe the way men who don't have access to sex feel. And women say, well, that's not fair. I'm not going to just give you sex because you want it. You are not owed sex. And that is absolutely true. But it does not change the fact that men still suffer from sexual misery. And our modern digitalized society is just making it worse, because now young men are constantly bombarded with sexual imagery that just heightens their frustration even more and increases their feelings of resentment towards women. It's something that French Marxist author Michel Clouscar called le capitalisme de la séduction. The fact that now our current capitalistic system of economy has started to shift away from pure industrialization, and we now sell desire to people. And to sell desire to people, you first need to frustrate them. But that creates, of course, an untenable situation for these incels, because now you're, one, told that your worth depends entirely on your ability to get women, which you cannot get, and you're also constantly surrounded with the image of women, the image of your desire, and again, perpetually reminded that you do not have what it takes to get that. It's the equivalent of if I tied you to a chair in front of a banquet and other people stuffed their face and you're stuck there dying of hunger. And then you say, well, I'm feeling resentful, and someone comes and slaps you like across the face saying, oh, shut the fuck up, stop being a whiny baby, you have so much privilege. Well, maybe, but right now I'm in a situation where I think I deserve to complain. I agree with that. Incels deserve to complain. But we need to understand why this whininess exists in the first place, and it's exactly what I'm trying to do. Because what I'm describing to you is the process of alienation. Incels are an alienated group, and if you add to that the fact that incels are told that their alienation is 100% their fault, which is not true, and that they deserve to be miserable, you perfectly understand why they are more and more radical, why they do not listen to reason or logic when you attempt, and why they seem to keep growing. The incel mentality seems to spread, even though there seems to be so many efforts to shut it down. Well, it's because you should try to help these people and not shutting it down. Banning their online spaces does nothing. They just create more online spaces. And even if you could magically erase every single incel from existence, which would be quite fascist of you, it wouldn't change a thing. Because the system is in place, it would just recreate more incels. It's like if I told you, oh, you want to get rid of homelessness? Kill every single homeless person. Well, that wouldn't fucking matter. The economic system is just going to create more. So we have to go down to the roots of the problem and fix that. Because what creates incels is not a desire to hate women. No one wants that. No one wakes up one day saying, I want to hate on bitches. That's not a thing. What we're talking about is an environment that leads to young men clinging to misogyny as a defense mechanism. Because as I just explained, this is how they think. I am judged for my ability to get women, and women reject me, so I cannot get that from society. This makes me miserable, and as a result, I will start to blame women for all of my problems and turn my hatred towards them, which in reality, in an heterosexual context, means turning your hatred towards you, because it's always easier to hate on individuals than to hate on a system that has created the environment that has led to your misery. Especially when the people that you hate, very childishly as a way to lash out, hate you back. I don't think people understand that when they bash incels, they just reinforce the incel mentality because they give them an enemy to hate. I know it's hard to extend a loving hand to someone who apparently hates you, but if you get to understand where this hatred is coming from, I think it becomes possible. Because once you look beyond the portrait of incels that the media has created, you quickly realize that what you're dealing with is just downtrodden young men who don't have much power for violence and who just create threats in a way as a desperate attempt to try and regain control over something that they don't have, which is women. It's a scare tactic. It's, in a way, it's an empty threat that exists as a way to lash out against something that they desire but cannot have. And so, in their head, they think, well, it's better to have women fear me than to have them ignore me entirely. And I know for someone who is like well-balanced and a normal person with a normal psyche and a normal life who didn't suffer in their childhood, you don't understand that. But I do, because I went through this. I told you, like, I went through this weird yo-yo phase where in high school I was now very attractive, but I was still heading down the path of inceldom. And in college, that manifested because I was an absolute menace. I was good-looking, but I could not get a date. I got rejected more than 30 times. And it's because my attitude was exactly what I just described. I reeked of desperation, and I also attempted these scare tactics, meaning that I was actively sabotaging every potential relationship with women because I acted like a maniac. I would hit on women way too aggressively, be way too for like way too upfront with my intentions, and that doesn't work. But it took me a very long time to realize that I was doing this to myself, and that in a way, by acting like this, I could blame the rejection on my actions, something that I described previously, instead of on who I was, because I was so used to being rejected to who I was that for once it felt good to be rejected for the things that I could actually chose to do. This is how I regained power over women. And yeah, it made me even more miserable, but in that moment, it's the only thing I was able to do. But once I became self-aware, this is when I started to solve myself, because I realized that despite being mistreated as a young man, and that was terrible, the only reason why this misery had extended to my adult life was because I had allowed it to extend. I had turned this into a personality. And truthfully, I was also saved, I think, by the fact that back then there was no forums online, and so these incel echo chambers didn't really exist. I think that if they did and I found them, I would have reinforced that negativity. And this is why, if you're listening to me right now and you're an incel, please do me one favor. Stop visiting these forums. Unsubscribe from these black pill YouTubers. They're just keeping you in the pit. That's their fucking business model. That's how they make their money. And it's not doing you any favor. Because most likely, if you're an incel, you're not happy about it. You cling to it because it's the last thing you have. You have turned this into a personality because it's better than feeling void and feeling nothing. But there is an alternative. You can get yourself out of that headspace if you choose. And yes, it will be hard. And if you do that, other incels that you now call your friends because they share your struggle are going to hate on you for it. And that is because being an incel is essentially what Dostoevsky described as a man of spite. This is a quote from Notes from the Underground. "I'm a sick man. I'm a spiteful man. I'm an unattractive man. I think there is something wrong with my liver. But I understand damn all about my illness, and I cannot say for certain which part of me is affected. I'm not receiving treatment for it, and never have. I'm refusing treatment out of spite. That's something you probably can't bring yourselves to understand." This describes the mentality. It's incels who are taking pride in their misery, thinking it makes me special and society doesn't understand it. Well, maybe it makes you special, but it clearly does not make you happy. So you have to just shatter this identity you created for yourself. Yes, it'll be uncomfortable, but it will be for the best for your future. Here is your current mindset. Society has ruined your early years, and so you reject it entirely, which also means that your future years are going to be ruined as well. Are you going to let that happen? You don't have to let that happen. You deep down know that your salvation can only come from your ability to either reintegrate society or become okay with existing without its approval. But you're doing neither of them because you're stuck. That is what inceldom is. It's a form of stasis. You are frozen in place. You've stopped evolving. And that is going to have to come from you because I cannot do the work for you. I could only do the work for myself. And you also, of course, can't expect society to change its ways. It will remain exactly the way it's been. And if it changes, it will be in a few hundred years. But I hope that this video at least taught you about the mechanisms of your misery and given you the keys to work towards freeing yourself of all of this nonsense. And if you're not an incel, I hope that I gave you an insight into the lives of people who need our sympathy just as much as any other group that has been mistreated and otherized by society. And we're going to end on that. If you're still there, if you enjoyed the video or learned something from the video, you can support the channel by clicking the first link in the description and pledging a monthly membership or making a donation that allows me to keep working hard on these. I'm going to go and enjoy this beautiful fall afternoon that we're having. Thank you for watching. Have a good night.